Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm radio director of Annie Jennings PR, national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Lisa Manini, a best-selling author of Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, also president of Accelerate Associates and radio show host of Blog Talk Radio's Navigating Change. She's released numerous ebooks, including Get More Clients Now, 3 Steps to More Clients, More Money, and a Business You Love. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Stacey. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. I know today we're going to be talking about how you can master your inner entrepreneur. So, you know, first off, tell us what you mean by that, your inner entrepreneur.
Yeah, you know, there's so much to starting a business and even running a business, but few people are talking about that inner entrepreneur. What makes you tick? How are you naturally hardwired? What are those belief systems? All very important, but if not understood or not realized, you really could set up your business in just the wrong way and wonder why it's so difficult to try to execute some of your business goals.
Right. So it's almost like you're working against yourself, your own natural abilities, your own natural, you know, beliefs and those sorts of things. You don't even realize you're working against yourself.
Exactly. But when you understand this and you structure your business in a way that it's very natural to how you execute, and when you work in alignment with who you are, it's just not work. It's fun.
Right. Right. Well, now lots of businesses fail in the first year, right? So what's that big mistake that they're making when they go out of business and they can't make it even through their first year?
Oh, great question. Yeah, because there's about 395,000 new businesses started across the U.S. alone. And, you know, some stats have like up to 70% are out of business the first year. It's crazy. Well, you know, a lot of them are fundamentally executing on outdated belief systems. That's simply they're first time entrepreneurs. Although they have maybe have a very strong work ethic in the corporate arena, but some of those skills, some of those belief systems simply do not transfer for being an entrepreneur. So they end up trying to execute and even try to sell based on very outdated belief systems. And those belief systems stop short of helping them become successful if they're not aware of them.
So now, Lisa, I know that you've recognized this issue, right, this problem, and you've developed a systems approach to starting a business. So tell us a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, a systems approach really looks at the whole. And one of the mistakes entrepreneurs make is they start what I refer to as the bits and pieces approach. They say, okay, well, I need to implement a new website. And then they go ahead and do that. And then they implement, okay, well, now I need to get on social media. And then they implement that without really looking at, well, what's the overall objective of the business? What are the services? How are they going to market? And most importantly, how is it all connected? Because you could try to implement a system here and it just doesn't work. And the reason I focus on the very first step of mastering your inner entrepreneur is because there's three elements that really impact it. Number one, your natural hardwiring. You are born with it. It emerges at about 1.5 to 2 years old, and you can't help but execute based on that hardwiring. I'll give you a great example. I had a client who loved to go out and drum up new business. I mean, he was just wired for it. He loved to wheel and deal. I mean, that was just his way. And he loved to do it. He was coming back into his office and trying to do nitty-gritty detailed work and fixing computers. And he thought, why am I so de-energized? And I simply, we looked at his profile. We looked at how he was naturally hardwired by doing an assessment on him. And we found out that he is best served when he can create and act on his own ideas independently, go out there and get the business. I suggested he hired people that love to do that detailed, routine, repetitive work, who didn't like to go out and drum up new business. Once he did this, he saw a huge spike in sales. He was more energized and ready to get up the next morning wanting to actually market his business and get out there and do what he does naturally best. And that's all about that natural hardwiring.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's that inner game. Is that the inner game that you're talking
about?
I know you talked
about
the inner game of entrepreneurship.
It is, exactly. And that's kind of the first element. The second element is the belief system. And a lot of people that have a lot of experience in corporate are going out there, and they're because they have this belief system, maybe even about social media, and they try to immediately go on social media and try to sell their services. Well, social media platforms are more about pull marketing and relationships. They're all about creating relationships, which is really no different from what they have been used to in face-to-face conversations. But for some reason, they look at social media differently. And they go into this belief system that you've got to sell all this push selling. And really, what's a pull marketplace? Pull them in. Start a conversation. Start that relationship. And when they do this, when they discover this belief system, oh, wait a minute, I've had this push belief system about sales and marketing, then they realize, oh, I need to change my strategies. And then this is how powerful a belief system, whether it's outdated, even self-limiting. Like I work with a lot of entrepreneurs who have these self-limiting beliefs about, oh, nobody's going to buy from me. And they've got this conversation going on in their head. And then they realize, oh, nobody's buying from me. Well, it's because you're projecting that. Whether you know it or not, you're projecting that. And, of course, the third element in mastering your inner entrepreneur is your preferred client profile. Knowing exactly who your preferred client is through demographics, geographics, even the psychographics, those likability factors. And when you can be very hone in on that exact client, your marketing messages are clear, your referrals will send you spot on the right referrals. But the problem is a lot of entrepreneurs are out there and they're saying, hey, I work with anybody who. Well, your referral partners can't put their hands around anybody who. So successful entrepreneurs are savvy about, hey, I need to be exact to attract my ideal client. And you need to do that by really understanding and have a very clear preferred client profile so that you can attract those ideal clients into your business.
So the basically three steps in mastering your inner entrepreneur, right? It's the mm-hmm. how you're wired,
yes.
your belief systems,
mm-hmm.
and your perfect client profile.
Yep, your preferred client profile, exactly.
Preferred. Perfect,
yeah.
preferred, you know.
Yeah, same thing, right?
Right. Although we probably all know that clients aren't always perfect, so you know, preferred probably works best. Right. So now, Lisa, to wrap up this conversation about mastering your inner entrepreneur, what do you think for all of our listeners out there is missing for the entrepreneurs that are struggling to get new clients and build a profitable business that they will love?
Yeah, it's all about creating the systems. The systems will give you maximum leverage and making sure that all the systems in your business are interconnected. So you're not taking that bits and pieces approach. You're doing it very holistically.
Well, very good. So to learn more about Lisa and the rest of her advice and steps and techniques and strategies, everything that she's got for your entrepreneur self out there and mastering your inner entrepreneur, you can pick up her ebook and learn more about her at her website, which is accelerantassociates.com. And I'll spell that for you. It's EXCELLERATE associates.com. And the new ebook is Get More Clients Now, 3 Steps to More Clients, More Money, and a Business you love. And you can connect with Lisa Menini at that website. So thank you for being here, Lisa.
Oh, thank you, Stacy. It was my pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of the Jennings Wire online magazine. It's a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.